What's better than investing in women? Investing in yourself. Join me as we discuss how you can invest in yourself and accelerate your own progress. You're listening to This Woman Can. I'm your host, Janice Sutherland, where I help mature professional Black women take charge of their careers and lives to create a future on their terms. Hey, and welcome back to This Woman Can. The 2024 International Women's Day is here and it's compelling us to invest in women, accelerate progress. And I did a quick scroll of the events on LinkedIn and there's always a focus on DEI and organisations, etc. But I want to bring the topic closer to home, what we can do to invest in ourselves as mature Black women. So why do I think self-investment is so crucial for you as a maturing Black woman? Well, several reasons. You've poured your heart and soul into your family and community, but like a neglected cup, you're feeling empty. Self-investment is about remembering to fill yourself up first. It's like putting on your own oxygen mask on a plane because you can't help others if you can't breathe. By prioritising your own needs and well-being, you become stronger, more resilient, and ultimately better equipped to support those around you. The world is constantly evolving. We are living and having to work longer, and skills are the new currency. Investing in yourself, whether it's learning a new language or mastering the art of financial planning, empowers you, yes you, to stay ahead of the curve. You can unlock new opportunities, unlock better alternative roles, and open doors, prepare yourself for a brighter future. When you invest in you, invest in yourself, you send a powerful message to the next generation of Black women, chasing your dreams and taking care of yourself matters. It's like that domino effect, you know, you keep tipping things over. Your success inspires others to pursue their own. Investing in yourself is about taking charge and claiming your power. Financial security translates to more choices, less stress, and the freedom to build the life you deserve. It's about becoming the boss of your own destiny, owning your own journey, and realizing your full potential. Yeah? You're in charge and you earned it. So let me outline a few ways that you can invest in yourself. First, I touched on finances, but building your financial fortress. Knowledge here is power, and understanding your finances empowers informed decision making. So if you're not too high up on your financial literacy, search for free workshops or workshops specially designed for Black women, or online resources like budgeting tools and strategies to help you take control of your financial future. Consider creating a budget with a focus on saving and debt repayment. Prioritise building an emergency fund, a safety net, you know, because sometimes things happen, unexpected situations. And a key thing that helped me personally was overpaying my mortgage, because that shortened the lending time, so now I'm mortgage free. The thought of not having that debt hanging over my head has really helped to ease the pressure on my retirement needs, which, as I say, that is another area you should be exploring. Your options for retirement savings plans. It's never too late or too early to start. Secondly, prioritise your well-being. A holistic approach to wholeness. We can't pour from that empty cup I spoke about. So schedule regular checkups with your doctor. Prioritise having a balanced diet that nourishes your body and find an exercise routine that sparks joy for you, be it dancing in your living room or joining a community fitness class. The key here is to find movement that really feels good for you. You can explore online fitness programs or free yoga classes, I do, on YouTube for affordable options. Walk a few times a week. I can't begin to tell you how much that has been a game changer for me. Walk with a friend or a loved one or on your own. Go for a cycle, a swim. Basically, find an activity that works for you. Don't neglect your mental health. Consider therapy, either virtual or in person, to address any past challenges or navigate life transitions. Mindfulness practice like meditation or again yoga can also be powerful tools for managing stress and fostering inner peace. There are lots of apps you can find online like Headspace or Calm, should I say, that offers guided meditations and exercises to get you started on your mindfulness journey. There's future-proofing your skill set, upskilling and reskilling for relevance, not just because you want to do the course you think it's good to have. The world is constantly evolving, and so should your skill set. There are plenty of platforms like Coursera, edX, that provide affordable online courses in a variety of fields, from coding and data analysis to leadership and communication. Whether you're looking to advance your current career or explore a new path altogether, because it happens, there are resources out there. There are resources available to help you upskill and stay competitive. You want to be looking at expanding your horizons because maybe you've always harbored a secret desire to learn something new, to learn code or speak a new language. Embrace the opportunity to expand your knowledge and open doors to exciting new possibilities. Personally, I have always struggled with languages, but I have a planned trip to Italy and I am determined to learn Italian. So my husband and I have been using the Duolingo app to learn it. Admittedly, I'll take a deep breath there. It's been slow progress, but I'm learning nevertheless. So don't underestimate the power of lifelong learning to keep your mind sharp and your spirit curious. Let me continue on the theme of embracing lifelong learning, because growth isn't all about hitting the books or going to college or getting another degree, going to university. You can commit to lifelong learning and feed your intellectual curiosity by reading, listening to podcasts that centre on the experiences of Black women, or online courses that pique your interest. If you need anything that really is of interest to you. Because remember, learning is a journey, not a destination. You can also learn a lot about yourself through self-reflection and journaling. Both of these are a powerful tool for just that. Take the time to process your emotions, identify your goals, and track your progress on your self-investment journey. Write down your dreams, no matter what size, big, small, celebrate your achievements along the way. Like it or not, me included, we're at an age where planning for the future is a must. Speaking from experience, creating a will and a power of attorney ensures your wishes are respected and your loved ones are protected. When my mother passed away recently, it really lessened some of the headaches and heartaches, knowing that we were following what she wanted because she actually left a will. And having to deal with five other siblings, you can appreciate that's a whole other process on top of that. So the whole thing went much smoother than anticipated. I alluded to it earlier, but retirement. Looking at a retirement readiness review, because that's one of the best things my husband and I ever did. The pandemic gave us an insight into what our retirement income would look like because we are both entrepreneurs. And obviously the whole world turning upside down impacted our earnings like many others. So that gave us a chance to adjust our retirement savings plan to ensure as best as we can that our financial security was there in the latter years. Six, you want to rekindle your joy. So we get caught up with everything and everyone else that we forget that we matter. Reconnect with yourself, visit old hobbies or ignite new ones. Join a dance class, dust off your favourite musical instruments or enrol in that writing course you've been contemplating. You want to look at rekindling your passion because that adds vibrancy and fulfilment to your life, reminding you of the joy that exists beyond the everyday. Number seven, make self-care a priority. Now, don't just talk about it, do it. Schedule time for activities that help you to de-stress and recharge. I have it in my diary that I go walking every other day. So whether it's spending time in nature, taking a relaxing bath, or simply getting enough sleep, it's essential. Because remember, self first is not selfish. It's essential for showing up fully in all aspects of your life. Set those healthy boundaries. Revisit the boundaries you set. Just look at them. Has there been any boundary creep? You know, things like the boss asking you to take on additional responsibilities, you being asked to babysit the grandchildren more often than agreed, maybe your friends guilt tripping you into something you're uncomfortable with. That's what I call, you know, boundary creep. Push back and reset those boundaries, or learn to say no to requests that drain your energy or don't align with your goals. And I think I've done a podcast episode many, many moons ago about how to say no. Your time and well-being are precious resources that really deserve to be protected. 8, broaden and explore new horizons. One thing I've rediscovered is my love of travel, not just seeing new countries, but experiencing new experiences. So you want to invest in experiences that broaden your horizons. Doesn't have to be abroad, can be right where you are right now, where you live. Plan a solo trip to a new destination, embark on language learning journey, or take a cooking class from a different culture. Embrace opportunities that challenge your perspective and spark new interests. And if you've always dreamed of working in a new career, because I deal with a lot of women who do that, or starting your own business, don't let anyone tell you you can't, especially if they sigh, oh, you're too old to be starting over with your age. I left the corporate world in my 50s to embark on my entrepreneurial journey. And it's not been the easiest thing, but I haven't regretted it a thing. The majority of startups are by people over 40. If the thought of pursuing a new career seems daunting for yourself, ask yourself 2 questions. 1, do I regard myself as starting over, or do I see myself as starting from experience? Very, very different thing. Mindset is everything. 2, am I really happy to stay working in my current career, industry, company for the next 10, 15 years? That's a real honest question. Let your responses guide you. And 9, celebrating your wins. Lastly, acknowledge your achievements, track your progress, and celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how, whatever size, big or small. Acknowledge your resilience and your commitment to growth and the unique journey you're on. Because every milestone, every victory is a testament to your strength and potential. Now look, investing in yourself is not a one-time event or an act of self-indulgence. It's a lifelong process filled with learning, growth and self-discovery. You are a force to be reckoned with. And by nurturing your well-being, expanding your skills and planning for the future, you pave the way not only for your own success, but for the progress of those around you, your community and the world. So keep being your fabulous self and continue to write your extraordinary story. This year for International Women's Day, I want you to invest in the most important person of all, and that's you. So until next time, take care and remember, if I can, you can, this woman can, and celebrate International Women's Day wherever you are. Take care.
Thanks for listening. If you got something from this week's episode, please let me know. Better yet, share it with your friends, colleagues, and anyone you know who can benefit from this message. Don't forget to subscribe or write a review and connect with me at my website, janicesutherland.com, where you can also subscribe to the This Woman Can newsletter or connect with me on LinkedIn. Remember, you have the wisdom, resilience, authenticity, and power to create a life on your terms. And if I can, you can, this woman can. Take care. Until next time.